Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is for you. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I hope you're ready to get your minds aligned with the truth of God. I wonder if you have ever shared The Morning Mindset with someone else. Have you ever stopped to think who in your life could benefit from the kinds of things you're receiving from The Morning Mindset? One of my friends, Trevor, who's also a board member for Not a Needy Person, mentioned to me the other day via text that if everyone who listens to The Morning Mindset just stopped and shared The Morning Mindset with one other person in another state or another country, someone they know, the gospel could spread exponentially in a pretty rapid fashion because using digital technology, we're able to kind of infinitely spread the word of God. I want to ask you to consider that. Who do you know who could benefit from listening to The Morning Mindset? Trevor, thanks for the idea. And friends, thank you for your support and your encouragement. All right, today we are digging back in to the book of Acts chapter 2. And we're looking at the tail end of the chapter, the very last couple of verses. And this is a description of what was happening among the believers in Jesus, the disciples who were still on earth after Jesus had ascended into heaven. And the Holy Spirit had come upon them. He had created all kinds of amazing events in their midst. And it's telling us what was happening among them as they began this Christian journey. And verse number 46 has a lot of descriptors in it. We've got to pay very close attention to see the detail of what's going on. It says, "And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." Now, we could just dissect this probably for 3 to 4 episodes, but we're going to try to get through it all today. Now, notice, day by day, attending temple together and breaking bread in their homes. So what is it telling us? Well, it's telling us every day they were doing something to be together. Every day they were doing something to grow together, to increase their faith together, to worship God together. My friends, think about this. Togetherness is a difficult thing sometimes, because we have issues we disagree on. We have personalities that kind of cause friction between each other. We get on each other's nerves. We bother each other. And I'm just always inspired when I read this passage to think of my relationships, my friendships, in light of what they were experiencing. You see, togetherness is not easy. But here, motivated by the Holy Spirit, and more importantly, with a focus on God and on their Messiah, Jesus Christ, rather than on themselves, they moved into relationships of togetherness. They moved into their mutual common goals of pursuing Jesus and learning more about Him, of worshiping God, and of being generous like He is. And that was their area of focus, not their differences. And you hear people say this sort of thing sometimes just in a broader cultural sense. You know, if we could focus more on what we have in common rather than our differences, we'd be able to move forward. And generally speaking, that is a true principle. But friends, when it's generated and empowered by the Holy Spirit, when we are looking at God as the focal point and Jesus as the center of our theme as we move forward in Christ, this takes on a whole new life of its own. We see amazing things happen in our midst. We see this common sort of fellowship that happens that the world really can't explain. And to be honest, we can't explain either sometimes, except to say, God is doing this. The Lord is adding this sort of fellowship to us, this sort of commonality and friendship to our group. And friends, as He does that in our midst, just like He did here, He will begin adding to our number those who are saved, those who hear and see the demonstration of the love of Jesus in the way that we live, and they come to faith in Christ as well. I really believe we've got to work hard at this. I mean, yes, the Holy Spirit empowers it, but as He empowers us, we must hear His leadership, and we must fall in step. We must follow His lead and act out the things that He's moving us to do. And I believe we need lots of help with this in our day. The church, just like anything else, can be so divided sometimes. We've got these opinions, these things that separate us rather than things that unite. My friends, Jesus is the ultimate uniter. And togetherness, in spite of everything else, is where he's taking us for his own sake, because he is the theme that needs to be lifted higher. Oh, Jesus, give us the unity we need to lift you higher, most of all, as our primary endeavor, that we as believers would come together in unity for that sake, that you would be seen, that you would cause transformation, and that you would bring healing and hope to this world that we're all a part of. We pray it and ask it in our lives today, in Jesus' name.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.